Amen. See, in this church, when we make certain statements, we make it with certainty. Because we are aware of God's agenda. Get the message I preach, the divine agenda. From this stage, we move to this stage. From this stage, we move to this stage. And we know which stage we are in now. And we can calculate and know that after so number of years, anything can happen. According to the divine agenda. There are things we are watching out for. 7 visions that God gave William Branham, that the Holy Ghost told him that they will come to pass then before the coming of the Lord. 5 of them have come to pass. Exactly as he spoke. Some of them even with names. Hallelujah. And he gave those prophecy before Adolf Hitler came up. And he mentioned the name of the Austrian, German Austrian. And exactly the time came and the man manifested, Hitler. And he said how the man will end. And exactly that is how the man ended. And he said a woman will rule America. That's why we are watching Hillary Clinton now. We are watching. For the first time in the history of America, there is a woman now that wants to take over from Obama. We are watching. Whether not she, William Branham, she have been another one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible prophesied that when Israel shall come and stand as a nation, amen, after the dispersion that Jesus Christ prophesied, in AD 70 they came and scattered them. They came back in 1948 according to the prophecy that Isaiah gave and Jeremiah gave and Ezekiel gave and all of them gave. And he said this time, not till we move them, because they are gathering to receive their Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And watch what is happening. That's why that songwriter says, Israel's awaking, nations are breaking.
Israel the prophet foretold the Gentiles is numbered. Eternity is coming up.
That will happen in Israel before we go. And we are also watching Israel according to the divine agenda. Hallelujah. But before he came, there will be 2 groups of people, the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. The wise ones will be trimming their lamps, coming back, hallelujah, to realign our revelation back with the word again. And when you do that, they will call us false. They say we are false. Ordinary water baptism. Praise the Lord. Water baptism, revelation for water baptism. The error has gone so deep until Archbishop cannot see it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Archbishop cannot see it. Reverend Doctor cannot see. The name of the Father is Jesus. They can't see it. Hallelujah.
False prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus is the Christ of God. The big generation.
Hallelujah. afternoon and said, I don't know where you called me from. You say you have a call of God. Can you go to school of theology? And I told him, I said, if the spirit that called you is sending you to school of theology, go now. I said, maybe there's something you can learn there. Nothing wrong about going to any school. But if it is going to be a precondition for the ministry, I say, sir, me, I no go Bible school. But I am a preacher. Though these people may not learn it, no
stop what he said. They have all received their Pentecost, but I need Jesus' name.
But I have received the Pentecostal fire. And I am one of them. How many people are one? Praise the Lord. I told you. I said two groups of people invaded Christianity. The Babalawos that have changed their signboard to be prophets. Prophetic ministry instead of Babalawo house. And the motivational speakers that used to talk to corporate, they used to hire them to talk to corporate bodies. Motivational sweet tongue people that have changed their title to pastor. They are the two groups of people. See? And the Bible Apostle Paul says, Satan has his ministers. Amen. It's not every Christian that is of Christ. And it's not every pastor that is of the pastor from Christ. It's not every anointing that is from God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How do we know them? By their fruits. We shall know them. And Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 11 went into the temple and saw them trading in the temple. Is it not written that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it to a den of thieves? And he drove all of them out of the temple. But he drove them, the spirits are still there. And the spirits are here now in this Laodicean church age. The Bible says, every gift we have received, he said, we receive it freely, Matthew chapter 10. Freely we receive, freely we give. Nobody went to buy salvation. Salvation is a free gift that was offered to us through the price that was paid on the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. We were all condemned to death. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the soul that sinneth shall die. We deserve to die. Hallelujah. We owe the debt to pay, but we could not pay. Hey! I hear the Savior say,
thy my strength
indeed is small. Child of me, let's watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. Hallelujah, Jesus, baby. Soul, it is well. People, they ask me, say, oh, I never knew you would answer me this way. You don't know anything about the cross. You don't know nothing about the cross that brought you where you are today. Oh, so I cherish. Jewelry they hang on the neck. But I tell you, the cross of Jesus Christ was rough. Rough! It was a rugged cross. That's why we have it there, rugged cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they took over Christianity. I have also tried to show you that there are two groups of people in the church according to the parable in Matthew 13 that Jesus Christ spoke. The parable of the wheat and tares. The good seed were planted by the Lord Jesus himself. But while men slept, Satan came and planted his own seed also, tares, in the same womb, in the same church. Therefore, as the church grows, you see two groups of people in the church, the wheat and the tares. But the foundation of God standeth. Having this seed, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One day there will be another Madkamen showdown. The rapture will soon strike, and then we will know who belong to who. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why in Matthew chapter 7 he said, not all that say Lord, Lord. It's not enough that you go to church, you are performing mighty miracles, signs and wonder. He said that day, no matter what testimony you give, he will tell you, I didn't know you because you workers of iniquity. Yes, but they were anointed. He did not deny the anointing. But what did you use the anointing for? What did you use the anointing for? How can you say you are a true servant of God? People don't even know what salvation is all about. We don't know what salvation is all about. The invasion of Christianity by all manner of people. When the Bible, what the Bible forbids, somebody with microphone is promoting. Now, same-sex marriage. At the altar, they are waiting man and man, woman and woman. Homosexuals are taking over the churches. Pastors are homosexuals. And leaders of churches are saying, God loves them, God loves them, leave them like that, God loves them. Pastors are marrying more than one wife when the Bible forbids a pastor from having more than one wife. Some pastors change their wives like they change a rapper. Marry this one today, kick him. Marry another one, kick him. Pastors, they sit down, they preach, pastor, we get wife. Women, they fight over him for church. They look at me. Are you coming from the moon? You don't know what is happening. Am I telling you something you don't know? The difference between me and you is that they talk. If I see, I talk. You see. Praise the Lord. There's a scripture that I read last Sunday. So many people appear guilty. Everybody just do like this. Everybody just. The thing entered the way. Can we read it now again? Is it Jeremiah 48? Can we open it, verse 10? What did he say? He said, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. Then, you can't wait until they do the work of the Lord. The next verse. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. And then I explained that last statement, it affects us. Is that the person when they do the work of the Lord deceitfully is accursed. Then you, when not say something bad, they go on and you not talk, you not take care of it, they say you are also cursed. That's a hard one, Pastor Thomas. Very, very hard. But it's there, not me to come. It's the Bible. So me, I will never be accursed because I see him, I talk. I will remain blessed. Phinehas was blessed. Yes. Blessing forever. You see things going wrong. You are afraid. Well, Now God call her. Now he and God. Me, I will not talk against God's servant. The Bible says, don't judge. The man said, you don't go ahead. Me, between him and God. Hey, now come on, live in church for him. Live in church for him. Me, I'm not there to look for trouble. Even in this church, they fear to come tell me some things. And not be me go make them drive somebody from this church. And not be me. If you have that attitude, say you are cursed. Not be me to come. You are cursed. You know somebody. The Bible says people who do such things, you should not company with them. You should not even eat with them. You see it. And you cover it up, or you refuse to act when it is in your position to act. The Bible says you are cursed. Okay. Praise the Lord. I love this Bible. As the preacher, they fire you like this. They fire them too. Yes. And this cannot continue, church. Something must happen to deliver his people. Now, I'm not condemning you. You see, the things you do in ignorance, God overlooks. Now, what I'm trying to produce is repentance. You see, don't think that, hey, you don't go heaven again because that time when you open the door, come see one sister and the brother from top bed, you don't talk. Hey, so, cause they follow me now. Now, you didn't know this before. But from now on, if you see, talk. If not, you have had it. You have no excuse again. Your own cause will be double self. Because you had it. Don't be me talking. Let me talk out. And those of you who do the work of the Lord deceitfully, he said you are cursed. Deceitfully. And that is what you see out there in the Christian world. God is saying what God didn't say. Ha! How manner of this? The Bible says, freely we receive. We receive grace freely. Freely, 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 freely. Freely. In my prayer, yesterday I was reminding God. I told God, I said, come, I don't pray before you give me anointing. I don't pray before, so may not do like saying a prayer, I go make the anointing continue. I was trying to satisfy my conscience because I couldn't pray the whole day. You know, human beings, we are lawyers. You quote law before God. Come, God, I know, because Satan, they trouble my mind. Say, you never pray since morning, you never pray. You never pray, you never pray. You go church tomorrow. You never pray, you go church. And then I say, come. Now pray, I pray where you call me. Now pray, I pray where you call me. I sit down, JJ. If you push me, they do what I didn't do now. I didn't buy it. I didn't even go to the mountain to do dry fasting. I have never gone anywhere and said, Lord, give me power. Lord, give me power. I have never. Then with the grace that he gave me. But I have had reason to ask him, why did you give me this grace? And he made me to know it is for the work of the ministry. And what is the work of the ministry? Praise the Lord. Is to reconcile his people back to him. It is because of them he anointed me. Now, because of his children, he freely gave me an anointing. Then before I attend to them, I tell them, before you see me, fill form, registration form, 2,000 naira. Is it not happening? Then before I pray for you, you will pay 7,000 naira. Then they will line you up among the people I will pray for today. Then God will show me your problem. Then I'll tell you, bring so so amount. I will go to your village. Give me 200,000 naira. I will go to your village and pray for you. I will remove the thing where they He said, cursed be he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully. That one has small one be that himself. Then you go and get water. Water. Get one small bottle. Package the bottle. Total cost of production, everything may be about 10 naira. Then you come and pray over that water. Pray. If you have any problem, anointed water. 5,000 naira. 6,000 naira. Anointing for sin. Praise God. You go and buy your anointing oil, 150 naira. Then put that two small bottle, put level there. And each one, anointing oil, 6,000 naira. Some sell this 100 naira handkerchief, 2,000 naira. And when you talk, they will say, it is working. He said, they walk. I put the handkerchief for my mama, you stand up. This handkerchief, hey, they walk. Did you say the water is not working? Bring it. Who is sick? Then anointing begin carry you. Hey! Then people will come and chatter in cartons. Anointing for sale. Church! If there is, if it is a spirit that says you should do that, that you should package water, package oil, package handkerchief and sell, I can tell you by the standard of the scripture, it is actually a spirit that is talking to you, but it is another spirit, not the Holy Ghost. It's another spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Churches now have become commercialized. They use the members' money to do projects and the members cannot benefit from them. They build schools. They have hospitals. They even have television stations that before you can connect to the channel, you have to subscribe with your money. They put prayer line. Call this prayer line. But they will put a commercial number that if you call that number, you know, 50 naira must go. There are four figures. Those four figure numbers. It's a commercial number. Then the computer, they have already put the reply in the computer. As soon as you just text that number with your prayer request, text it there, and the next second reply don't come. The Lord shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Just believe. Amen. Computer. They have collected your 50 naira. That 50 naira is shared between them and the network provider. Nothing goes for free anymore. Nothing. Nothing anymore goes for free. Nothing. You can't, there are some churches, they say, before you go in, you have to get a card. It's a card. It's a card that you pay. To make sure you pay your tithe. You don't pay your tithe, you don't enter. Can't enter. Church of Jesus Christ? What has been reduced to? And as I'm preaching now, somebody is getting angry. Why are you condemning? Why are you? I am not talking to you. You continue with them. I'm talking to people that are called God's elect. They can never be deceived. The Bible says so. That spirit will be so close. Until it were possible, it will deceive the very elect. Matthew 24 verse 24 says so. Because it is not possible to deceive the elect. Because there is a spirit in us. And it is called the spirit of truth. It will lead you to all truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what is the effect? That is what Apostle Peter was speaking. Let's read that again. Where we pick for a text? 2 Peter chapter 2. And verse 1, 2 and 3. Particularly verse 3. Second Peter chapter 2 verse 3. He said, and true covetousness. Praise the Lord. Okay, go back to verse 2. He said, and many shall follow their pernicious way. Many will follow it. And many are following now. And he said, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. What is the effect of all this nonsense going on now? The way of truth has been despised by the world. People have no respect anymore for Christianity. If I unless where you know me, I hardly go out and introduce myself as a pastor. Hardly. If I go out and you know, you are especially police checkpoint, in those days when I stop, police like, may we know you? I go talk to my, if I say I be pastor, na wahala. Once you say pastor, they say, back. Because it's remembering one pastor when don't do back. Now police station, then they receive cases every day. False pastors full everywhere. So I used to walk about with my military ID card. Retired military ID card. I get them for pocket. When I see them like this, I go do like this. I say, ah, pastor. I say, thank God, I get this one. Amen. I told you one time, I say, I was in Abuja in a restaurant. I say, I was eating in one table. And then another table, there about six or seven of them or so. They were gathered around with their bottles of beer and their girlfriends. Then they were all remembering what happened in a church some of them have been to. Where the abracadabra that was going on. They were laughing with their bottles of beer. They were laughing and making jest. And this one, oh, this pastor, oh, this what. Then this scripture came to my mind years back. I was so angry. And I stood up, I went to that table. Praise God. So I told them, I said, I've been hearing your conversation. I said, what those people are doing there is in the Bible. God told us that it will happen. I said, what the people are doing with your beer palo here, with this one, is also in the Bible. That because of what those nonsense people they are doing, you will be doing nonsense with the gospel. But I say, whether you like it or not, there is the true gospel. And there are true men of God. And our car, come out. All of them, shh, quiet. Do not talk. Praise God. Christianity has been bastardized. Nobody has regard anymore for the name of the Lord Jesus. Nothing anymore. Until if they see you now, you just portray the carry Bible, you know what they tell you even on the street. And that is exactly what Satan wanted to achieve. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is the effect of what they are doing? Is that they have produced blind followers. Because they don't read the Bible. They don't study Bible. They do nothing to portray Jesus Christ. So what happens? You have people who are going to church, but they know nothing about what produced Christianity. That is exactly what Satan wanted to achieve. The other day, I told you about the mule religion. Who remember it? M-U-L-E. The mule religion. Who remember? I spoke about it one Sunday here. One, two... Come, what happened? Now visit us there. Who remember a mule religion? Mule. Okay, because of time. Listen, what is a mule? A mule, listen, a donkey that mates with a horse. When a horse mates with a donkey, what they produce is called a mule. This is a mule. You can see it. It looks, you look very well. It looks like a donkey. It looks also like a horse. You can see that is a mule on the screen there. That is a mule. Now, what happened is that because God did not design this type of hybrid, they do. It is man that is perverting God's creation. You are supposed to bring forth after your kind. A donkey is supposed to mate with a donkey. A horse is supposed to mate with a horse. But when you mix the seed of a donkey with a horse, you produce a mule. Now, watch it. What is the mule? The characteristic of a mule, one distinctive characteristic of the mule is that it cannot reproduce itself. You see? It cannot produce another mule. It does not have the ability to reproduce. It is sterile. So it remains like that because you have altered a principle of God. You have altered nature. You see? And so there is no life in him to produce another life. And that is what I call the mule religion. The denominational religion is a mule religion. It is supposed to have received life so that you can reproduce life. But because it has mixed the world with the word of God, mixed with the world, mixed with worldliness, it cannot produce any other life. It becomes sterile. We have sterile religion, Christianity. What do you have? You have people who are going to church, but they are not saved. The eternal life that they are supposed to have and bring forth a Christ-like life is not there. When we say these things, church, we are saying it not to condemn anybody, but we are speaking to somebody to know what is happening so that you will take your stand. The church is getting more and more worldly. The church is getting more and more deader and deader and deader and deader. How do I know? Hey, church, that a sinner will enter and feel comfortable. It's a dead church. A sinner is supposed to come and hear something that will break your heart and you will shout like a shouting in Acts chapter 2. Men are praying, what shall we do? See? On Tuesday, somebody came to me. That was brought to me for prayers. He's a judge, a retired chief judge of one of the states in the east. He's sick. They brought him. He said, I could not see him on Sunday. I saw him on Tuesday. On Tuesday, he was sitting in my office and he asked me. He said, Pastor, something happened to me. I was in the service on Sunday. He said, while you were preaching, he said, tears were coming out of my eyes. He said, what happened? He is a Catholic man. But he had something. He had something that produced a reaction. Hallelujah. Now, but he has been going to church all his life. And maybe prophets have been going to preach to him. Pray for him. And I've seen people who have come to this same church, this same ministry here, that never went back to their old life after just one service because of what they had. When you come to the church and you live, and nothing in you makes you to take an inner look at yourself, the church you went to is a dead church. Because it will produce either of the two. Repentance, or you will stop going to that church. And there are many people that have stopped coming to this church. Because the thing we speak here makes them uncomfortable. Yes, now. One sister said, she was looking for a church to attend. She don't go plenty tire. One day she went inside saloon. She saw some girls that we are discussing. There's one church. Ran, she's in there. That church. Ha, God did ya. God did ya. But the only thing is, kai, they are too strict with the dressing. You know, we are trousers, no, we are earring. So they were discussing. Then a daughter of God that is looking for where God is just put her ears to hear more. She was able to catch, say, a day, Jesha. The next day, she took off to look for that address. That's how she came here and received the Holy Ghost. Oh. But those ones, they left. Eh? Get one pastor, where they sit down. Now you. One pastor, where they sit down here. Where are they? Where come from Benin? You don't come today. One young man, where they sit down for here. He didn't come today. He went to Ikotu. Eh? You not there today? You don't come today. You had him, all of you had him. He went to Ikotu. He was looking for the Holy Ghost. He was looking for eternal life. His life was confused. He didn't understand, but he watched television. Every time anointing, he said, let him go to this church. And he went to Ikotu. While they were waiting for the man of God, they followed their protocol. Somebody who came like him too, they were now discussing. He said, that one says he's a pastor somewhere. So, waiting carry you come now. That one say, you know, he come, now deliverance, in they look for. Then him, waiting you come for. He say, his life, he wants eternal life. He doesn't like the life he's living. He wants God to touch him. That is all he came for. He said, the man tell him, say, for deliverance, any other thing, look, anointing. He said, it is here. But if you are looking for eternal life, you don't go get her here. He said, but I can show you where you can get it. And then gave him the address of this place. Oh, won't you put your hands for Jesus? Put your hands together now.